USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Talks continue in Washington over another round of coronavirus stimulus, with lawmakers on both sides of the aisle insisting that they need to pass some form of relief before the end of the year. Senator Chris Coons feels progress on a proposed $908 billion relief package can be made this week. The Delaware Democrat tells NBC's Meet the Press that Congress shouldn't go anywhere if they can't.
We should not leave for the holidays until we have adopted that $908 billion framework to give a next round of relief to the millions of Americans who are facing eviction, hunger, unemployment, disease. It includes funding for vaccine distribution and $300 billion for small businesses to keep them afloat or help them reopen. I'm really optimistic we can get this done this coming week.
This is USA Radio News.
For over 3 years, you heard me rave about the MyPillow Premium Pillow from Mike Lindell. You heard how they don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. They maintain their shape, and they are made in the USA. Well, now you can get the best deal ever on a MyPillow Premium Pillow, the ones that started it all. You can get a standard or queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. That's a $40 savings, and king-size pillows are only $5 more. This is the time to buy, because that 60-day money-back guarantee is now extended to March 1st, 2021. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio offer square, use my promo code USA. There you'll find this special and savings deep discounts on all the MyPillow products, but only if you go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio offer square, and use my promo code USA. Or call 1-800-951-8175. Tell them you want the USA Radio special on MyPillow Premium Pillows.
A Silicon Valley giant is headed for the Lone Star State. Lance Pry has more from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
Tesla, Charles Schwab, HP Enterprise, CBRE, and now Oracle are leaving California, making the move to Texas. Governor Greg Abbott said Texas' business-friendly environment seemed to draw companies in and away from states with exorbitant tax rates. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And the U.S. Commerce and Treasury Departments were victims of a cyber attack. The Commerce Department said Sunday in a statement that they have asked the FBI and the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to investigate the breach. They did not give any details as to the extent of the breach into either of the department's systems. The hack comes just days after a major cybersecurity firm, Surefire, announced it had also suffered a breach where many of its tools to detect network hacks had been stolen. A group of hackers associated with Russia are suspected in that attack. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here's some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Three leading health officials were on the Sunday morning talk shows asking Americans to put aside their biases when it comes to the COVID vaccine. Jeremy Scott has the story from the USA Radio News Oregon Bureau.
FDA Chief Stephen Hahn addressed the skepticism on ABC's This Week.
We need to address their fears and concerns. We need to roll this out in a way that provides confidence to people, but we also need to be transparent.
Dr. Francis Collins, director of the NIH, told NBC's Meet the Press he'd like Americans to consider taking the vaccine.
I would like to plead to people to really hit the reset button on whatever they think they knew about this vaccine that might cause them to be so skeptical.
Dr. Moncef Salawi, chief science advisor to Operation Warp Speed, on Fox News Sunday said he's very concerned about the reluctance of many.
We hope that now that all the data is out and available to be discussed in detail, that people will keep their mind open to listen to the data and hopefully agree that this is a very effective and safe vaccine and therefore take it.
From the Oregon USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Jeremy Scott.
Late games in the NFL Sunday saw the Indianapolis Colts drop the Las Vegas Raiders 44-27. The Seattle Seahawks rolled the New York Jets 40-3. The Jets fall to 0-13 with the loss. Washington topped San Francisco 23-15. The Philadelphia Eagles beat the New Orleans Saints 24-21. And the LA Chargers came from behind to beat the Atlanta Falcons 20-17. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.